from Appleton, Wisconsin. This is APTV.
Welcome to APTV episode 481 for Thursday, March 9th, 2023.
This week we have banter, updates, big news, even bigger news, the mailbag, a teal Kaweco, a contest winner, a new contest, plus new nibs on the Pilot 743, and a tree frog from Esterbrook that is coming soon.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Brian. Now, wait. Is it a joke or a story?
It was a story.
Okay.
It's a story. So, as you see outside today, it's kind of...
Well, it snowed overnight.
It's kind of dreary. And this morning, I tried to catch some fog.
Okay, go for it.
But I missed.
You missed. Brian.
Yes.
What kind of dog is the best kind of dog to take to the library?
Some kind of retriever.
A hush puppy.
Oh.
Brian.
Yes.
You have not yet seen this week's location bumper.
I have not.
It has not yet been filmed.
Oh.
But when it is, it will be.
That's a very, very good reason then, isn't it?
The Honey Baked Ham Company.
That's nice.
Now, have you been there?
I actually have never been there.
You've never been there.
But I know you have.
I was there with Lisa. I was there with Steph. And Justin has previously been there.
Oh,
so
I'm the only one.
You're
me and Dave.
You and Dave.
Okay,
you'll
Dave and I are going. You guys can run the store.
The first Honey Baked Ham store opened in 1957 in Detroit, Michigan. And the company now has over 400 locations across the United States. One such location is right here in Appleton on Wisconsin Avenue. That's up the street, down the block.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
1.2, 1.3 miles from here?
1.25 miles from here. Tomorrow, March 10th, is a day very near and dear to my heart.
Is it now?
It says it right here.
Is it now?
International Bagpipe Day. Do you like bagpipes?
Yeah. At the risk of offending any of our bagpipe customers,
I really can tolerate them. I can tolerate. Well, when they're played well, they're fantastic.
Yes, they're really amazing. But you have to learn. That's the problem. You got to start somewhere.
And that is difficult.
And
bagpipes date back to 400 BCE and are thought to have originated from Egypt.
Is that why the dinosaurs died?
Yes, exactly. Start that rumor. Bagpipes were originally used to scare off enemies on the battlefield and are the only known instrument in history to have been used in war as a weapon, quote unquote.
Oh, my God.
Bagpiping has become so popular that there are more bagpipe bands in the United States than there are in Scotland.
That's not true. That is not true.
We will verify.
That can't be true.
This Sunday, March 12th, for most of us here in the States, the return of daylight savings time. We're going to lose an hour in the early morning of Sunday the 12th because we have to spring ahead by 1 hour.
So it's going to be darker in the morning.
Sunrise will be 1 hour later than it has been, and sunset will be 1 hour later than
it has been.
That's this coming Sunday, the 12th. Also, this Sunday, March 12th, National Girl Scout Day, and the first day of National Girl Scout Week. Just in time, too, because I picked these up today.
Look at these.
My favorites are the Thin Mints. I do
like those, too.
You like them all.
I do not like them all.
You don't like them all.
But I do like the peanut butter patties and the trefoils, which I know as shortbread.
That's shortbread.
Shortbread cookies.
They've changed the name.
Renamed them. And then
those do look good.
And then apparently I also ordered some new ones.
I got
from
only
last year.
Thin Mints, and I will mention this because everyone already knows it, that you put them in the freezer.
That's crazy talk. And
you eat them directly from the freezer. Every time you walk by, you just open it and grab it.
Is that only apply to Thin Mints, or can I put...
You can put any of them you want in the freezer, but it works best.
It works best with Thin Mints? Yeah. Okay.
So I got my 15 boxes, and you got your 27?
I didn't get 20. I buy cookies, and then I send some to my mother.
Uh-huh.
Every year I do this.
Half asleep.
Because my mother,
that's what I heard.
My mother used to be a Girl Scout day camp director for many years. So I grew up with walls of these things in the house.
Oh, so that explains something.
I don't know if she ever gets them, so I always send her unannounced
So you know who founded Girl Scouts?
No idea.
Oh, okay. Founded by Juliet Gordon Low. In 1912, Girl Scouts prepares girls to empower themselves and promotes compassion, courage, confidence, character, leadership, entrepreneurship, and active citizenship through activities involving camping, community service, learning first aid, and earning badges by acquiring practical skills. Plus cookies.
Yes. I mean,
plus cookies. Should also be mentioned that this coming Monday, I don't usually go out this far, but it will become clear why this coming Monday, March 13th, which is the day after we return here to Daylight Savings Time, is National Napping Day.
Yeah, you're going to need it.
They stole an hour? Take
a
nap.
Yeah, that's
my motto, isn't it? Always. March 30th. I see how far in the future I went. This whole
APTV is going to be what's going on.
No, this is important.
This is important.
March 30th is?
Yeah.
You know this one.
Yes, I do. National Pencil Day.
National Pencil Day.
Yes.
And that's why
we're going to feature pencils in this month's vintage mailer.
Which will come out on?
On that day, which is Thursday.
It's a day early.
Not Friday.
Yeah.
And if you did notice, we didn't have a vintage mailer in February. But we will have one for March, and there will be some fountain pens.
More than just
some ballpoints.
There'll be a lot.
There will be a good selection of some pretty cool pencils.
Did I see a Jotter pencil? Did that exist? Or was it something that looked like
there's
a Jotter?
There's lots of Parker pencils. They made a mechanism that you can put in any Jotter to turn it into a pencil. Yeah.
Cool.
It is pretty cool.
It did look cool.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. And so that brings us to the end of the month. However, we continue the month of March with Women's History Month. Celebrated in March each year, Women's History Month encourages us to honor the women who came before us and fought for equality among all races and genders. Last week, as you may recall, I mentioned Eleanor Roosevelt, and you mentioned Mrs. Anderson,
yes.
Your mother.
Yes, absolutely.
This week, I have Steph's pick for an inspirational woman, and Steph has chosen Alice Roosevelt Longworth. Daughter of Theodore, Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy, okay.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Any particular reason why?
She was unconventional.
Longest name?
She was unconventional, and Steph is inspired by
Steph is unconventional.
Unconventionality.
Yes. Okay, great.
I have a little bit of news here. This particular piece, item, has been mentioned on APTV.
I don't remember mentioning this, but
it's never been officially in the notes.
Yes.
But the last time Lisa was here, end of December, 10,000 subscribers.
Yes.
You guys let it out of the bag. So, but this is probably.
I don't think anybody's really. I mean, we're kind of telling some people here, but.
Well, it was in the podcast because there were comments. But I'm going to officially make this announcement now. Anderson Penn's Appleton is moving
to a sunnier location.
You haven't reviewed this, so I'm going to read it. And if you don't like what I say, you'll have to correct me. Our 10-year lease here in this shopping center, which is the city center, is expiring. We have been very happy in this location.
Yeah, I love the spot.
But the city center itself is being sold, and the new owners plan a complete renovation, possibly a complete demolition. We have no idea.
That's right.
So we must move. And we found a new location right here in Appleton on Wisconsin Avenue, which is probably 1.25 miles away.
I think
away.
It's about 1.2 miles.
It's in the Bell Heights Shopping Center.
It seems like we've talked about that already today.
Well, that's because it's in the same place where Honey-Baked Ham is.
Yeah.
So that's where we're lunching from now on. This will likely happen, I say, late July. Is that correct?
It is probably correct. Yeah. They actually have, right now, they are building out the space. I took kind of a stealthy trip over there late last week. And as I showed up, so did the truck with all the drywall.
Yeah, you sent me a picture. That was cool.
So, and I think, I'm not sure it was on the back, but there might have been also cement on the back of the truck because they have to pour.
Yeah, they have to pour the back,
pour
the part,
back
of the,
part of the third of the back quarter of the floor. So
one amazing thing about this location is it will solve a small problem we've had at this location.
Small?
It's parking.
A very large problem, yes.
Well, you have to pay for it in downtown, and there's a huge parking lot, so it's free parking.
Yeah, and if you're not from here and you don't know where to park, sometimes it can take a long time to find a spot and then remember how the heck you got to where you're going. So,
and did I mention you have to pay for it?
Yes, and you have to pay for it. No, but this is a nice big lot right in front of the store.
Yeah, so we'll offer validated parking at this
point. I'll validate your parking. Absolutely.
There's been a rumor, we don't know if we can do it yet, but we'd like to do at least a couple of podcasts in the new space before it's even finished, before we moved in.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know where we are on that.
I'm sure it can happen.
Probably not when there's construction
going on. Construction going on, and they also have been using that space as storage for who knows how many years, so they need to move some of that stuff out.
We'll get there.
But it's going to be a lovely space.
It's much larger.
It's much larger. We will try to keep the floor space, sales space, kind of roughly about the same. It's a little bit more square instead of long and narrow.
Much more room in the back of the house.
We'll have more room in the back of the house for shipping and receiving and creative photography and an actual office for me instead of a back storage room. And there will be a place for bikes.
A place for bikes?
We're planning on bike parking.
Bike parking?
Inside, yes.
All right.
Yep. Yep. Well, and that's no joke, actually. Well, Lisa's pretty stoked, so.
I was expecting it not to be a joke.
Okay, well.
More news, perhaps larger, and that's all on you.
It's all on me.
That's from the press release.
You can
paraphrase.
The 5-year lease on our store space for AP Chicago is coming to an end. And we have decided for many reasons, a number of reasons, to close the store rather than to renew the lease. Our last day in Chicago, our last day of business in Chicago will be Saturday, March 25th, 2023.
That's this month.
That is this month, in a few weeks. There will be no going out of business sale because everything that's left there just comes up here.
Yeah.
It'll just simply be brought back here. It's been a very rewarding experience to have a store there. And despite the 18th month closure caused by the pandemic.
It was a doozy, wasn't it?
That's kind of a bummer. But we're truly grateful to everyone who has visited, shopped, supported us. And of course, our store here in Appleton will remain open 6 days a week. And AndersonPens.com is 24/7.
It was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun.
It was fun.
Yes. We had a lot of good times there.
Yeah, that's probably a good decision because what you said was that Anderson Penn Chicago is closing. What I heard was Lisa's coming home.
Lisa's coming home. Yeah, so that's going
to
be great.
Yeah, that's very good because she'll be here just in time to help everybody move to the new
location. Yes, absolutely. I'm not doing that all by myself.
No. So. All right. Well, that's the big news.
Let's move on to something fun.
The mailbag. This is new.
This is Dave's idea.
Dave's idea. I said, why don't we read something from our mailbag? So I said, okay, let's do that. We get mail here at Anderson Pens, and Dave thought, it'd be nice to share some of it. We won't reveal addresses or anything like that, but if you'd like to write to us, our address can be found at the bottom of every page of the website?
Yes, I believe so.
And it is 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911. And you have selected a card.
This is from Tim here in Wisconsin. Look at that lovely Wisconsin card. Look at that.
It's very nice card.
I don't know what that is, but some kind of rock of some sort. Very simple message.
But a correct one.
It was nice. It was very, very succinct. Hashtag InCoRimo. Thank you for being the best pen store around.
Woohoo. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim. And now we'll take a look at the pen in your pocket while it's in your pocket, and we'll be right back.
Where do pirates get their hooks? Secondhand stores.
Brian.
Yes.
You have something over here that is got my attention. I think these have been mentioned on APTV previously, but this is the first time.
I think we mentioned they were coming.
We've had them here in our hands. This is a what?
This is the Kaweco Sport, the Skyline Sport, in Toyama Teal.
It's beautiful.
It's really, beautiful. Really pretty. I'm fond of these blues and teals, and this one is just really pretty super.
Now, we can't guarantee we're going to have these still when this is published.
Yes.
But we're getting more.
Our first batch kind of came in and went, and I've got literally a couple left, more on their way.
Beautiful. Can I see it?
Yes.
Now, this is Skyline Sport, so it's plastic.
Skyline Sport, so it's plastic, and it has the silver trim instead of the gold, but it comes with a matching box.
It's the correct trim, yeah. And these are just so cool.
That's a great, great pen.
Justin will show some close-ups. The Kaweco Skyline Sport in Toyama Teal is a pocket-sized pen that features a smooth steel nib and deep iridescent teal barrel and cap. The Kaweco Skyline Sport, like all Kaweco Sports, is short when capped, but when posted, it is a comfortable 5 1/4 inches long. The cap screws on to close. The pen accepts both standard international cartridges, which are included, or a short converter, which is available separately. And the color is amazing.
And we should mention it has like a little...
There's some sort of sparkle.
Metallic flake to it. It's very subtle. In fact, when I first got it in, I looked at it and I said, well, you know, is that like dust on the pen? And I tried to wipe it off and it's...
Well, it does say iridescent.
Yeah.
So depending on the lighting,
yeah, you can catch it. It's really super cool.
So it's very subtle.
It's very
sparkles,
nice.
But it has sparkles. Yes. I can verify it has sparkles.
Rodden. We call it Rodden.
Rodden. Yeah,
Kaweco Skyline Sport Rodden Edition.
I like that. Yeah, these are nice pens. Very nice pocket pens.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw in your book. You put a clip
on there too if you want. Yep.
Yeah, I don't do clips, but you can do that.
You can get a silver clip.
I can get a silver clip.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll check that out later.
Geology rocks, but geography's where it's at.
I'm going to move right to the,
all right,
to the contest.
Very good.
This
very
is the
good.
Contest from last week's APTV where you were asked to please provide the name of a woman from history who has inspired you. And I'm simply going to read the names that we got.
Okay.
Because we got a lot of names. This was a very good contest. Maureen McTeer, a Canadian author and lawyer. Queen Elizabeth II. Dr. Kathleen Booth, a British computer scientist. Marie Curie, Catherine Burr Blogget, known for her work in surface chemistry. I'm trying to remember. It has something to do with mirrors. Maya Angelou, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Judith Polgar, a Hungarian chess grandmaster.
Ooh.
Millie Dresselhaus, Queen of Carbon Science. Queen, but they call her the Queen of Carbon
Science.
Queen
of Carbon Science, okay.
Marguerite Steiff, seamstress, who founded the Steiff Company.
Oh, really?
She actually invented the plush toy because her first toy was an elephant. And I think it was her nephew or grandnephew that made the first bear. Angela Lansbury, Jane Goodall, Hedy Lamarr. Do you know that name?
Yes.
What do you think of who was Hedy Lamarr?
Was she? She was an actress.
Yes,
but she was also. Wasn't she also the one that was a during the war? She did some.
What is it?
Deciphering of.
I'm not familiar with that. It's possible. She was an actor.
Oh.
But she was high-end. She was a scientist. She invented what was necessary for us to now have Wi-Fi, GPS, and Bluetooth. We use her invention every day. And
fantastic.
I don't know when she was an actor. Golden age. So I suppose the 20s. Beautiful, very well known for her time. But I think as an actor, her memory is probably fading. But we don't mention her enough for the Wi-Fi, the GPS, and the Bluetooth.
Right, we should, yeah.
Malala Yousafzai, winner of the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize, Palestinian young lady, probably did not pronounce her name correctly. Lisa Anderson got a mention.
Who?
Lisa Anderson.
Who mentioned, did Lisa mention herself?
That'll be in the comments.
That'll be in the comments, okay, all right, very good.
Doris Lessing, novelist, Eleanor of Aquitaine. Also one of my favorites. Queen of France, then the Queen of England, plus the Duchess of Aquitaine.
How do you become Queen of France and then
First you marry one king, then you marry the other.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
Admiral Grace Hopper, U.S. Navy Rear Admiral and computer scientist and mathematician. Pat Benatar, singer-songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
Agatha Christie, novelist. Margaret Brown, American socialite and philanthropist. Probably know her as the unsinkable... Molly Brown, the one on the Titanic. She didn't like the name Molly Brown. Octavia Butler, author. Queen, I don't know how to say that. Do you know how to say that?
Latifah?
We should put Queen Latifah.
I have no idea.
Dicca, Boudicca.
Boudicca?
Warrior queen of ancient British Iseni tribe. Dorothy Day, American journalist. Rosa Parks.
Absolutely.
Julia Child. Katherine Johnson, American mathematician, put us on the moon by checking NASA's work.
And there was a whole group of women who were involved in putting men on the moon.
Those women are amazing.
Aren't they are.
Great. We should have a whole month set aside. Wangari Maathai, environmental and political activist, first African woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize. Jane Goodall. Nice. Lee Miller, American photographer and photojournalist. Helen Petrona Blavatsky, Russian mystic and author. Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. Ada Lovelace, English mathematician, invented mechanical general-purpose computer. First computer. Mechanical. Corazon Aquino, former president of the Philippines, and Eleanor Roosevelt. This is a fantastic list of inspirational women. Some of the names I am familiar with and some I am not. I will put a list of these names in the comments, in the description down below, hopefully in alphabetical order, with a link to each one's Wikipedia page.
Because I was starting to count the number I knew, and then it was
pop quiz next week. Pop quiz.
Oh my goodness.
I do have some comments. Summer Pearls says, Julia Child inspired me as a teenager by making French cuisine look accessible and cooking a joyful endeavor. It has remained a lifelong pleasure. The only thing I know about Julia Child is the movie they made about her life.
She doesn't like black pepper.
I didn't know that.
If you've ever heard her little bit about pepper, white pepper, not black pepper.
Not black pepper.
No black specks.
Okay. Learn something new. Charles says,
hilarious.
Rosa Parks taught me to keep going, even when I didn't feel like it. Carol Brosman says, Woman in history would be Michelle Obama. And Eric, look what you added. That pink shirt is beautiful on you. Great color for you. Love it. Steve Moss says, Lisa Anderson has always inspired me, especially when it comes to buying really nice pants. Amy de Boutelier, NASA mathematician Katherine Johnson, her autobiography, Reaching for the Moon, is fascinating. And we have a winner. Great. Winner of this week's $20 credit to your Anderson Pens account is Karen Webster, who commented with Hedy Lamarr. A beautiful woman, actress, and inventor, she invented a communication system that formed unbreakable codes to prevent messages from being intercepted. That might be what you're talking about.
I knew there was something.
This invention led to what we know as Wi-Fi, without which I could not view the Anderson Pens podcast. Thank you, Eddie. Karen, please write to me, eric@andersonpens.com, and I'll take care of getting that $20 credit onto your account. There is a new contest for this week. By the way, we should tell everyone, Lisa's going to be here next week.
Yes.
Not because the store has closed already, but she's just going to be here.
You're going to be here.
Although it will be closed that day. So you and Lisa will be able to read out the results of this one. I'm going to make people count again.
I'm going to have to do this.
It's been a while since we've counted anything. So to enter this week's contest survey, you have to let us know in the comments how many pens you currently have inked.
Does that count pens that are inked, but that need to be cleaned?
Yes. If you have a pen that has run out of ink, but you haven't cleaned it yet, it's still inked. That's what it counts as. So you've got 322, I already counted.
On my desk.
On my desk. Yeah, look in your drawers, because that's where mine are going to be. It's in my drawer. Oh, yeah, I meant to clean that, but that's going to count as one. So I'll have my number ready for next week. You'll have your number. I'll get Lisa to think about
it. I was going to clean some of my pens yesterday because I looked on my desk and I have this ridiculous number of pens that
Isn't
are just
that true
there.
Every day.
But like once every couple of years, I clean it up then I get it down to like, you know, a manageable level. And
well, here's your opportunity, and then you can give us the before and after numbers.
Okay.
All right. Brian.
Yes.
This is very exciting.
It is exciting.
I know nothing about it, but it's very exciting. You're going to have to tell us.
And when he says he knows nothing about it, there's literally a piece of paper that says, Brian question mark.
I know nothing about it, but I like the idea.
I heard about these actually when was it? Last year sometime. I forget when it was. And so I knew this was coming. It was supposed to, I think, come last year, but they didn't. Pilot Custom 743 now coming to the U.S., with new to the U.S. nibs.
So that's what's the exciting part.
So they're, I've kind of divided them up into two groups. But the entire nib range is extra fine, medium, broad, double broad, and the one everybody wants, the FA Falcon. The 743 is going to be coming in solid black with gold trim. It's a number 15 size 14 karat nib, Con 70 converter or cartridge, and it's going to be essentially the same price as the A23. So the same nib size, same pen.
Interesting.
But
yes, with the FA, nib. I like. Yeah, I might even want to play with the double rod.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun too. So we're going to get in some of the special nibs first. The extra fine, the double rod, the FA.
Okay.
And then the regular ones will be coming in shortly after. But what a cool pen this is going to be. I'm looking forward to the FA.
Anything with an FA nib.
Yeah, and it's in while it's been known that you can get a number 15 FA nib, Japan actually kind of danced around it for a while, because I would talk to the folks at Pilot, and they're like, no, they don't say it exists. Well, it exists.
It exists.
We knew it exists. We have pictures of it. I saw it in person. I've never used it, but I'm eager to see how the larger nib is going to compare to the number 10 size that's in the 912.
It's going to be
so
beautiful.
It's going to be cool. It's going to be neat. So I'm looking forward to that.
Those
should
are coming
be coming.
Soon.
They're coming this month sometime.
This month sometime.
Yeah, I think the 15th they were going to start to ship.
Cool.
So,
yeah, I'm looking forward to that. This one I know a little something about.
You have at least two sentences.
Yes,
there.
At least. This is also coming soon. It's the Esterbrook Tree Frog Page Clip.
Yes. Yep.
Because of their keen ability to thrive and adapt to new situations, the tree frog is seen as a symbol of good luck. Did not know that. With this in mind, we hope you'll find inspiration in this desk accessory to thrive, adapt, and overcome any obstacle in your way. Use it as a page clip to keep your journal open for all day creating, writing, and sketching, while keeping in mind the resilience of the tree frog throughout the day. Another accessory from Esterbrook that is coming soon.
It's kind of cute. It's
probably
cute.
Coming quickly, too.
Yes, I'm sure it's... I haven't received the shipping notification, but by the time you... By the time this airs,
really?
We very well may have it.
Interesting-looking frog, too.
Yeah, it's cute. It's cute.
Yeah.
So.
We're supposed to go to that thing on the tripod now.
Right there. Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. Is there a store?
There is for a few more weeks, yes. Ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. Open 7 days a week. Please note that there may be some minor changes.
There are some minor changes. They're at the website.
They're on the website.
They're on the website, yep. And Google Maps knows all about them.
Okay.
Because, yes, Lisa's coming up a couple of days next week.
Chicago.AndersonPens.com.
Please like this video and consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. Before we talk about your pen. No, let's talk about your pen.
Let's talk about my pen.
Let's talk about your pen. I know what that is.
This is a classic. I've been using this actually in my Hobonichi, which I do use every day.
Oh, good.
This
for
year.
You.
Only I've used only one pen?
Only one Hobonichi?
I only have one Hobonichi.
I've got five.
Only one.
I have five.
This is my my Fresca, Sailor Fresca King of Pen. It's really just, it's just such
beautiful.
A happy color.
It's beautiful. It is a nice color. And discontinued.
Discontinued, yeah.
But yeah. They had a winner with that one.
That was good.
And didn't only come in King of Pen size.
No, it came in a large and 1911 standard. Yeah. I have the large version.
Large. At one point, I had the large.
You had the large
with
the
Concorde ribbon. Yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
That has...
Since flown the coupe?
Well, it belongs to Ziza now.
Oh, okay.
She steals my pens. She does. I don't have any words of wisdom, but I do have something I find very interesting. Justin's already laughing.
He knows?
He doesn't know. He does not. He has no idea where I'm going. I like words.
Yes.
So I came across something interesting. I thought I would share it. And it has to do with penguins. But we'll get there. Penguins. The skin of penguins secretes a special kind of grease that permeates their feathers.
Okay.
So that when they're swimming in those waters, and they don't get as cold.
Yeah.
And that's where the saying comes from. You missed rehearsal. Say what saying?
What saying?
The oily bird gets the worm.